Blog Talk Radio.
Another Norm at Night. If you call in, the big question is NASA listening? NASA, NSA. Sorry about that. That's, you know, the whole big deal. The courts, all the NSA is listening to our phone calls. Is that what we want the world to be? I mean, everybody's listening to everybody. Everybody's snooping on everybody. Nobody has any place to, oh, I don't know. It's just so utterly confusing. You just don't want to give up on whatever you have. If you want to call me to talk about this topic, we all know, the number's 347-945-6713. I will see you in the morning, and if you call, just give me a call, 347-945-6713. That's the number. Maybe we'll start doing a Norm in the morning. We got a Norm at night, and rumor has it soon there's going to be a Norm at noon. It's all very, very crazy. But if you think it's okay for NSA to listen to us, give me a call at 347-945-6713. And if you think it's okay, if you don't think it's okay for NSA to listen to us, well, why don't you call me at 347-945-6713, and then we can have a conversation. I had a little bit of trouble getting everything connected, but we seem to be going. My heart's really not in it tonight. Because, well, I don't know why. The world is just a crazy place. just a crazy place. Or anything else you want to talk about that's going on today. It's all about living life. How do we live life? I don't know the answer anymore. I've been doing it for a bunch of years now, and each year it seems to get less clear to me. It's very, very depressing. I don't know what to say or what to do. But I would like some callers here. I got nobody in the chat room. I got nobody on the line. Maybe Norm at Night isn't being listened to tonight. Well, why don't we go and see how many people have actually been listening? And we're almost up to 104,000. That's kind of cool. Let's see how many listened in this last week. Oh, one big deal. We only had 636 listens last week, but we had 13 live listens. So that's something that's coming in our favor. Living life continues. Yes, it does. NSA is listening. So somebody help us here. What are they listening to? Are they actually listening to the phone calls, or are they only recording metadata? Nobody seems to have the answers to any of these questions. If you know, give us a call. I think I may have just turned myself off. What in the Sam hell? No, I'm still here. I'm still on. My chat room seems to be gone. Did I somehow close the chat room? Now I'm third. Hey, there we go. We got a bunch of people in the chat room now. First of all, how does NSA listen to phone calls? And why have we gotten all excited about it now that they're listening to domestic phone calls? Do we need to do this? I'm very, very confused. Hey, Toast, how you doing? Glad to see you here on the Norm at Night show. You become a regular in the chat room. It was good to see you, AS. Good to see you in the chat room and back. I'm trying to get somebody to talk to me. So 347-945-6713 is the number. We got 9079, 9157, 9167, 9190. At least write something in the chat room that I can convey to the audience. It's a very strange world. Yes, it is, but that's the world of Norm at Night. The government got too powerful. You can't hear me at all? Can you hear me now? I don't know what's going on. You can hear me now. Good, good. I'm glad. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, the government gets too powerful. Is the government ever willing to give any of that power back? Let's talk about that. I don't think so. I got a lot of activity going on in the chat room. The cult says the government... Well, first of all, that I can be here. Welcome, cult. We're glad you came. Hopefully you'll log in. I'm just very confused by everything right now. I honestly believe that... NSA shouldn't be allowed to listen to domestic phone calls. It's that simple. I mean, I'm not even sure. We should let them listen to foreign phone calls. But I guess you got to spy because everybody else is doing it to you. I don't know. Maybe we should just end everything. I got a ton of people in the chat room. This NSA topic seems to be really hot, and I'm glad. Let's see what's going on in the Washington Post. Oh, my gosh, the big tech firms say not a problem that they got to ease the secrecy on national security data collection and lift the gag orders connect about the extent of information connected about internet users. Holy mackerel. Oh, and then there's the whole idea whether or not these whistleblowers, whether they're heroes or not. I think they're heroes. God bless it. Somebody's got to keep us free, you know? And there's no doubt about it. Uh-oh, I just got a Facebook stop. Wait a minute here. Let me go check my Facebook. We got a lot going on tonight. A lot of people coming at me from a lot of different sides. I don't think I've had a chat room this full in a long, long time. $260, that's quite a... I'm looking at my chat book. I don't know if you're out there, Billy G, but $260. Wow, I'm surprised anybody's averaging that, you know? But I got to find out what this... Kevin just commented on Mr. C. It's stories like this that make me miss your class. Well, yeah, you would have heard about that stuff in my class, Kevin. Yes, you would have. I hope you're listening to the show out there, or at least you'll listen to one of the archives. Hey, I got a caller coming in here. Go ahead, Colt. You're on with Norm.
Well, doing pretty good tonight, huh?
Yeah, this topic is generating a lot more interest than I thought it would, to be perfectly honest.
Well, everybody in my circle, that's all they talk about. the most libertarians are picking this up and running with it. This is, you know.
Not just your basic run-of-the-mill American citizen who can read the Bill of Rights.
Well, but remember, you know, our cause has been the government's too big and out of control, and now there's ample evidence, isn't there?
Yeah, it's not just your guy, it's my guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
That really got me all disturbed.
There are some other questions which I guess we'll deal with over the coming months, but
I don't think there's any question about NSA, even if I listen to the metadata, being able to listen to your phone calls. That's just crap.
Well, yeah, I mean, the law is set up so that, you know, each case is supposed to be dealt with separately. And it has to go behind, you know, to one of the FISA judges. And he approves it, much the way a search warrant is approved. And
it's after the fact. They've already listened to it.
Yeah, well, so this is it.
Forget they heard it.
You're going somewhere else. I don't know where you're going. But the thing is, was all of this approved by the FISA judges? We don't know that.
Yes, but it's approved after they do it. They have three days.
It's not supposed to go that way.
Well, that's the way I understand it's supposed to happen. They have up to 3 days after they listen to get the court's okay.
Well, that may be true. I know they need a judge's approval, and that's more or less as far as I read on that. But I think what we're looking at is what this data mining thing. Would that require simply one judge? I suppose so.
Yeah, and where does it stop? Once you turn on the computer. Where does it stop?
That's a good question. We know these laws do have expiration dates.
I think the Senate should come into session tomorrow and the House and repeal the Patriot Act.
Yeah, well, you've got three pieces of legislation, all of which came immediately after 9/11, and hastily written. I mean, they gave an incredible amount of power, which was misused within months. I mean, they were using this stuff for all kinds of things unrelated to terrorism. So, I mean, you had the Justice Department going after parolees that violated their, they were on the run and not reporting anymore. They rounded up like 900 people in one day, you know. And that was all through bugging telephones and that sort of thing. And then they busted up a big kiddie porn ring, much the same way. They broke into people's houses and searched their computers. They did all kinds of stuff. Not that anyone has any sympathy there, but it was still something we couldn't have done before.
Wait.
What's that?
I don't have any sympathy for what they did, but I sure have sympathy for how the government abused them.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that other departments use those laws to do things that had nothing to do with terrorism. And there were no complaints.
Well, you're getting complaints from me.
But
come on, all you people out there. I don't think they should do it for any reason.
Yeah, well, there's a, there's another issue, too. And this, again, happened within the first year or two after 9/11. I mean, we had this dramatic expansion of government. I mean, the whole Homeland Security cabinet post was, invented. And now there's a 250,000 people, maybe I think even more than that now. And that's what they do. And the other thing
that's really interesting because that you say that, because almost, I don't know if it was almost half or just over half of all the jobs in the economy are for people watching other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other thing they did was, of course, a lot of civilians, companies came under contract to essentially do research and spying, we might as well call it that. That's what Snowden was doing, right? And so they handed out top secret clearances to an incredible number of people. We have over 1 million people now with top secret clearances.
And every job that you see in the newspaper. Well, be prepared to get a top secret clearance.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had to have a secret clearance, when I was in the military. And when they did that, I mean, they went and interviewed my family, called all my former employers. They did, and that was, the secret clearance is not very high, but you've got all these people, forget, Rachel Maddow did a piece on it yesterday, and her team actually did a very, very good research on it, and they more or less came out with all the numbers, and I mean, it was just amazing, a staggering number of people involved, over 1 million people in the country with top secret clearances. What that does is the exact opposite of what you want it to do. You know, if I tell you a secret, it's between you and me. But if we tell 100 people,
that lie,
how it works.
Right.
So, yeah. So that I think is an issue too. And the other
we're building a monument to this Snowden fellow.
Oh well, I don't know that much about him. That's the whole thing. And I'm also trying to figure out how someone who is supposedly a high school dropout, never finished the military, only served like 5 months, and how does he hang around government when he doesn't seem to be, the right material? Let's say that.
Uh-huh.
And how does this guy, low-ranking guy, then he works for the CIA, but then only for a few months, supposedly, again. There's something really odd here. I don't know what it is yet. But I don't know how low-ranking people get to these positions. I mean, I don't know how Bradley Manning gets a top-secret clearance. Especially if you know anything about his history, how unstable he was. That made no sense. He was an E3, a private first class. Come on. So now they had. There was another thing on the, this is off topic, on drone strikes. What's his name? Richard Engel interviewed this guy who claimed he was a drone operator.
Right.
I watched the interview. This guy is a senior airman. guess what? He's also an E3. And the other, here's a good part. Okay, he says he's an operator and all that. The Air Force is the only branch where you have to be a commissioned officer to actually fly one of those drones. The period of time when he was in doing this, it was impossible. Even a non-commissioned officer can't fly one of the things. I don't know if we'll call it fly it, but operate it, right, you know. And then he said he was retired from the military. He was only in 5 years. And no, that doesn't work either. So I'm watching this interview, and it's like, this is stupid. Didn't they check any of this stuff? It can't be right, you know.
I wonder about the whole thing myself.
Yeah, all of that, you know. And now he's got stress, but I don't know what he was doing. He could have been a mechanic. Who knows? But I know he wasn't an operating one of those drones. No, that can't be. So, anyway. Here's a little tidbit for you. The Orwell's book, 1984,
mm-hmm.
Sales on Amazon are up like 69%.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting. So I don't know what that says. You know, it could be anything. It could be people are worried and they want to see what the future might hold, or maybe teachers are starting to, use the book in their courses now. That's a possibility. There's a huge surge in interest in the book. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, well...
They've collected so much data already, it may be over with. You know?
Well, I don't know. Data's, you know, it's always growing and it's fluid. Wouldn't you think they'd have to keep up on that? I mean, even missing a few days, you lost the trail, you know?
I guess, but it's amazing what you can do with metadata.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just mining Google searches, you can pull incredible amounts of stuff out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just keywords, that's all you need. So, it's pretty much in the hands of, I would say, the Senate first, of course. And we'll see what they're going to do with it, But I've seen, you know, a number of people, they run from calling Snowden a traitor to whatever, whistleblower. Well, he doesn't fit the criteria for a whistleblower at all. So I don't know, you know, I don't think that holds up. I don't think he'll have any protection in that regard.
Uh-huh.
But what I really would like to see, you know, I mean, there are obviously people running all of these organizations, people doing hiring, and they're obviously doing a pretty bad job at it. And then all of these private contractors, that is the part that really bothers me. Because, one, we know it's costing a fortune, we just don't know how much. But since it's always buried in other bills and what have you, that has got, we really can't have that. It has to be internal. You know, you can't job out everything. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know, I mean, there are a lot of things I think are fine. You know, if you want a private company, can build a bridge and maintain it and collect tolls on it, I don't have a problem with that. you know. But when we're talking national security, that's a completely different matter.
That's true.
So, well, I'm just hoping that, and I don't think it's going to happen, but we were talking about, you know, the size of government and all that, and or them giving back power. We've covered that topic more than a few times.
Yes, we have.
And the blob doesn't give anything back.
No,
once you're assimilated, you are part of the Borg.
And the states become less significant every passing day.
Yeah, so... Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, I know it's an idealist position, you know, well, much of libertarian philosophy is, you know, but...
You think that the government doesn't have the right to listen to every word you say.
They
don't. Watch on every street you drive, to have a camera at every red light that you might go through.
Mm-hmm.
To have cameras making sure you stop before you make, completely stop before you make a right turn on red.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I don't like this world, this thing. I'm always looking up and I'm seeing cameras all over the damn place. I mean, you know, my supermarket, the ceiling looks like a casino. It's got all the same fixtures up there. You know, the bubble mirrors, all that stuff that all that stuff you see in Vegas, it's all up there. God. And then there's one section which is obviously one-way mirrors or windows, whatever the hell they're called, because they're all mirrors on one side, on our side, and lights are shining on them. But you know that's where all the offices are up there. So, and then, oh, don't go in there with a camera. Oh, baby, that won't happen. Yeah, but they, you know, they do, they turn over an incredible amount of money, you know. I think that armored truck comes 2-3 times a day.
Not to my house.
Well, they come to, you know, they don't want to leave all that money just sitting around in a safe or whatever, you know. So, yeah, well, I don't know. You know, but we, you know, you do know that it is not, at this point, not just government. If we're dealing, you know, with what we have now, you know, it's a cooperation between government and business.
Well, it's always been. Government's always been there to keep businesses' ass out of the slums.
Yeah, well, more so now. I mean, you know, what we're calling crony capitalism. I mean, the whole D.C. area, God, that's just, you know, that's a sickness. I don't know what else to call it.
Some of you other people out there, we got a chat room full of people listening, and that's really encouraging. But why don't a couple of you get your dialing fingers loose?
Yeah, get on here.
Come on here. Somebody come on here and tell us why we shouldn't be upset that the NSA is listening to us. I mean, when that organization was established, it was firmly stated that it would not listen within the borders of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we stayed terrorist-free.
Yeah, well, and there are, I think, actually, one of the last polls that came out, a majority, something like 56%, said they were willing to give up freedoms for security. I mean, you know.
Go to Russia.
Yeah, well, you know.
Putin needs a new wife.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, to some extent, we all do that, right?
Do what?
We trade bits and pieces of our freedom for security.
Well, not all of us, but if you don't, you get beat up.
Well, yeah, well, you know, all I'm saying is that, let's say taxes, you know. Let me think, what else? Driving. You know, I can't just drive anywhere. I have to follow rules. I have to stop at signs. I have to give the right way. I have to do all sorts of things.
Yeah, but stopping at those aren't rules. Those are convenient orders.
I don't know. If I want to have a chicken in my backyard, I have to get a license.
That's true.
Now, you know, and I have to build a coop within their specifications, and it has to be 10 feet away from any inhabited building, and all kinds of crazy stuff. So I would have to build it right in the middle of my yard, which would be, you know, a terrible place.
I don't think it would be my first choice.
No, I would want it next to, you know, probably next to my wall. I have one wall here that has no windows, and I could put it right up against that. That would be fine. But I don't want a chicken. I don't think that's not. I mean, I'd like the eggs, but, you know.
The eggs? I'd want the chicken.
Mm. Well, I found a place here, you know, because I was looking into
the
Silky Chicken. Yeah. Well, a lot of people here are getting them. You know, we're doing this whole farm to fork thing. You know. So, but I found a place here. They not only sell chickens, they sell peacocks, ostriches, pheasants. You know, who the hell buys an ostrich? I don't know.
Once in a while
I see ostrich meat at the supermarket, but very rarely, you know. Never got my interest, you know. Although I'd love to see one of those drumsticks. Good God. That would be amazing, yeah. So you still can't entice anyone else to call, huh? They got 20 minutes left.
Well, I don't know. They're listening. We're over 100,000. But I guess they're afraid of you, Cult.
Oh. That can't be.
They're afraid of the cult, man.
I'm one of the sweetest, gentlest people you've ever met.
That's true, actually.
I adopt stray cats routinely. Even cats that don't belong to me greet me on the streets.
Meet and greet, huh?
Well, it's kind of funny, you know. I mean, my mailbox is like it's like half a block away. It's one of those collective ones. There's like 12 people use the same thing. And all the cats that live on the route down there, they come out and go, oh, hi, how you been? You know, and I end up having to pet them all, you know. It's kind of funny. I enjoy it, you know. And I don't bring them snacks or nothing. They just do this, you know. So, yeah, I'm killing ants right now. I finally figured out how to use the borax and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you just mix a little bit together, you know, the two, and then the ants come and they love the sugar. When they take the sugar, they take the borax with them, boric acid is what it is.
Yeah,
Yep, and then they feed it to the queen, and then that's the end of that, you know. So,
oh, she really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I don't use any pesticides anymore. I mean, other than this stuff, you know. But this is natural, I think. So
you put GarageBand on this iPad.
I didn't catch that.
I got an iPad in front of me, and I swear to God, I put GarageBand on it, and I can't seem to find it now.
Oh. Yeah, I have none of those products. No phone, I mean no cell phone, no
you don't have
iPad. No, never bother. It's kind of dangerous here. It's like the most frequent item that people are getting robbed, or people are snatching phones out of people's hands. I guess it's a big deal.
I guess.
Well, there's this company apparently that buys used phones. And you just put these phones in, they have kiosks. They have these machines. You put them in, punch in whatever information you have to use, and they pay you cash.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess for the crack addicts and whatever, these machines are like ATMs. You know.
Jeez.
I don't know how else to describe it. but there was a real big deal with the iPads, especially in San Francisco and Oakland. That was just happening all the time. And the other were any kind of jewelry, you know, gold chains or what have you. Those were getting snagged all over the place, you know. So, I don't know. So, that's one more reason I don't need one, you know. I mean, you know. Now, this week, you may be the only phone call I make, you know.
Really?
Yeah, you know. I mean, once in a great while, I'll talk to someone in the family or my sister, mother, whatever, you know. And that'll be like a 1 or 2 hour call. So now we've done all the family business, you know. And there's no reason to call for another month. So.
I understand.
But I think, I don't know. I mean, I see people all the time, you know, with their Bluetooth thing and they're talking and, you know, and it still bothers me. It's like these people are talking to themselves because I don't see the phone, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, the other thing is they're also talking to NSA.
Yeah, well, right. But you know, I just don't see the need, you know. I mean, when I'm at the supermarket, I'm there to buy my food and get out, you know. But I don't need, what possibly could be so important that you need to be on the phone while you're, you know, shopping for chicken? And
I don't know. When you figure that one out, tell me.
No, I have no understanding of it at all. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Well,
yeah,
what are we
going to
do for the last 14 minutes since nobody else will call?
Yeah, I looked in on that Delavan Bailey site again, and they were talking about Kensington High School. So I looked up and I found somebody had recorded our alma mater. I never thought I'd hear that song again. It's funny, I remember nearly all the words, too. It was horrible. Yeah, I mean, that song just droned on and on. It was, But you sang it at the end of every, you know, whatever they call that, auditorium day or something, you know.
Chapel. They just called it chapel.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, sometimes they'd play a movie, which that was good, you know. So I'd get to see Old Yeller again, or, you know.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, I know. I have that on my DVR, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, I watch it maybe once a year, you know. That and Patton and Braveheart, you know, there's some movies I'll probably watch to my end of my days, but, let me think. There was a lot of familiar names, you know. And I found a picture from my sophomore year. And there I am standing in the middle of the whatever crowd there, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had that real wise-ass smile on my face. And I figured, yeah, that was it. That's why they were smacking me all the time.
That must have been it.
Yeah, well, I did. I did give them a, every once in a while. I get sarcastic. And you know, those old-time teachers, man, they were the World War II generation. They didn't take no crap. So, eh.
They did. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, we had, let's see, a couple weird things out here. I mean, we always have weird things, but... Last weekend, one of the towns here had one of those programs where you turn your guns in and you get money or whatever they get. I don't know what they got. But
yeah.
It was for kids. It was for kids to turn in their toy guns.
These people are out of hand.
I know. I posted it on my wall and I said, it's official, people. We are truly crazy out here. I couldn't believe that crap. But, hey, here we are. Oh, yeah, kids brought stuff. And, for some reason now parents don't want toy guns. Well, they can't bring the toy guns to school or they'll be suspended for whatever. A week or 2 weeks or something. And there were some even worse ones. There was a deaf kid who was signing, and the symbol, the hand gesture for his name, looked like a gun, like he was pointing his finger.
And somebody
so
shot
they him?
Him
to so they wanted to change his name.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. zero tolerance, right? There they are. So, it's really insane.
347-945-6713.
Yeah. Oh, you're fading. I can't hear you.
I said, did you ever use GarageBand?
No, I don't. Are those the things, the rubber things that go around the edges?
No, garage.
Oh, garage bands. Oh, okay. It was a site. I think it's gone now. It was called garageband.com?
Yes.
Yeah, and bands could post their music there. And I don't know. I think you could buy it if you wanted to or not. A lot of times it was free. Well, mostly they were looking for, you know, people to, just take it and play it and comment on it, that sort of thing. Yeah, no, I found some really good stuff on there.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, remember that song, I don't know if I sent it to you or not. It was called The Answer is Beer.
I think I remember it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what I put on your wall?
What?
The original old Vienna commercial with the song. it's got the real, the song, the one we used to sing all the time. The Happy Lazy Lager Beer, yeah.
I'll have to go and check that out.
Yeah. I mean, this is old. This is black and white, really grainy, you know. I thought I'd never hear that again, but there it is, you know. And apparently they still make it and sell it somewhere. Remember the Little Pony bottles?
Yes, I never liked them.
Yeah, that was always, well, you know, it definitely didn't get warm. Only took about 3 swigs and that was over.
Oh, long day today. It's going to be a longer one tomorrow.
Yeah. The kids are wearing you out, huh?
Yeah, they are going to a big amusement park tomorrow to end the year.
Oh, cool.
Hershey Park, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Needs a bus ride. Oh, it's awful.
Oh, God. Yeah, a bus full of kids. Oh, I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't deal with that.
Is there? Well, on the way back, everybody will be asleep.
No, that'd be good. You'd probably be the first one. Or do you have to stay awake?
Yeah, well, they'll wake me up because of the snoring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't. Other than the state fair, I haven't been to an amusement park, you know. So our state fair used to be pretty good. Now it's,
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I said our state fair used to be pretty good. They always had a lot of name bands and they had the pig races. That was good. I wasn't good at picking fast pigs, but it was fun to watch anyway. Yeah, and I milked a goat for the first time. I was very uncomfortable with that. You know, because here was this goat. And you have to rub lanolin all over your hands. And then you have to grab the udders. And they're real warm. They're really warm. And then you're supposed to, like, really tug on them. I just couldn't do it. It was like, because they were soft and warm, but then I had to treat them mean and pull. it just didn't work at all. I got a little milk. But then she turned around and looked at me and said, "You don't know what the hell you're doing. Get out of here." So she started kicking. I said, "That's it. I'm done." So I think goats are cool, you know. I don't want one, but, you know. I love goat cheese, man. Oh, that can make
it. Yeah, it is good. You know what? I had some goat's milk provolone. I thought I'd gone to heaven.
That is, yeah, it's got the, oh, it's so sweet. Oh, just wonderful. I mean, you know, I'm sure the fat content is through the roof, but so what, you know. But you can get it, I forget the place. It's a friend, Alouette, and they have this, it comes in little 8-ounce packages, and it's a soft white cheese, but it's infused with herbs and garlic and all that good stuff, and man, I just love that. So, and then the goat milk, now that, again, you know, you can mix that up with your chai tea and that. That's really good.
I'm just listening tonight.
All right. Well, I'm just rambling because I'm trying to fill the space. I got to let the cat out.
Four minutes to fill. Why don't one of you guys out there listening come and join us?
Come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Yeah. Come on, dude.
That's his name. Well, it's dude. Well, because he didn't have the first month or two, he was just hanging around. He wasn't my cat, you know, so I just called him dude. But then when I finally decided that he's going to move in. Then he became Doodles. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
He's been a good cat. I haven't seen a rat out here in ages. He just takes care of business. Because he'll usually stay out at night. And then around 2, 3 o'clock, he wants to come in. He'll pound on that window, you know. Boop, 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 boop. And I know it's him, you know. Yeah. Oh, doing some grooming. Ah, good boy. He's a grungy cat. He doesn't groom very often. So he's got like a Kurt Cobain quality. I don't know how else. Grungy, yeah, that's what he is. Well, we're down to 3 minutes. Hello?
Well, actually, we're down under 2 minutes.
Okay.
I really don't have anything else to say. I'm thinking about just letting the song play out the rest of the show, unless somebody else has got something they want to say in these last 2 minutes.
Yeah,
right now,
I saw all those people in the chat room, you know.
They're all still there.
Did you ask if any of them are in the NSA or...
Oh, God, that's a great one.
Well, see, they can listen to this legally. They don't need a, you know, court order or anything.
NSA agents in the chat room. Did you go to court and get an order to listen to Norm at Night? Well, we only got 100 seconds left, so I guess nobody's coming on.
Well,
they pay a lot of money at the NSA if you can get one of their jobs.
Oh, yeah, that guy was making over $200,000 a year. I'd listen to phone calls for, you know, 50, hey.
Well, what the heck?
Ah, jeez.
Right, so hearing nothing as we go into the last 70 seconds of the Norm at Night Show for Tuesday, June 11th. Keep in mind, the world is never the same tomorrow as it was today. You never know when an event's going to turn your whole life topsy-turvy.
Okay, well, anyway, enjoyed the conversation.
I hope so.
And, I'll give you a call. Oh, let me think.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I think I may not be around next week Tuesday, but I'll let you know. Okay?
All right. Everybody who's in the chat room, thanks for coming. Everybody out there listening, here's a shout-out from the fat left-hander, who, by the way, is not so fat anymore. And I'm looking forward to doing some more yoga. I'm out of here.
Take care. Good night.